coming up on episode number 894. It's time, once again, for an all-request show. You guys just keep telling me things you want to hear on the show. You keep emailing me. You keep calling me and calling and calling. And I almost did a Cameron Fry there. You keep calling and calling. Anyway, you keep requesting stuff, and I'm going to keep playing it. It is the all-request show, followed at the end by some trivia. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, August 28th. 2012. My name is Brandon, but welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. This is where I play the requests. I play the hits. I play the stuff that you've emailed in and asked me to play. And we're going to start things off with that very thing. A song that was requested by Dan in the San Francisco Bay Area. It is from her amazing Martinis and Bikinis album. It is Sam Phillips, someone I really don't play enough of on this show, especially, man, she's great. She's really good. Sam Phillips from her 1994 album, Martinis and Bikinis. It's a cover of John Lennon's Give Me Some, or not Give Me, Give Me Some Truth. Here's Sam Phillips.
watch people sad sorrow. You take a mortal man, you put him in control. Oh, watch him become a god. Watch people sad sorrow. Acting like a robot, its metal brain corrodes. You try to take its part.
Symphony of Destruction, originally by Megadeth, covered there by Hellsongs from their 2008 album Hymns in the Key of 666. That's going out to Dane, who goes by Mario Chief when he's in the Tadpool in the chat room. Says, I know you don't usually do metal on Coverville, but Megadeth is my favorite band, and I would love to listen to a cover story for them. I know it might be pretty hard to find covers of their songs that are in different styles, so that might be a problem. If you can't do a show dedicated to them, then I would like to request a Megadeth cover for a regular request show. Welcome, Dane, by the way, as a brand new citizen, new Coverville citizen. And yeah, you're right. Much tougher to do a Megadeth cover story because people who cover Megadeth usually are bands that sound like Megadeth, with the exception right there of that great Hellsongs cover of Symphony of Destruction. Before that, you heard a song going out to Kumo. It is a cover of the Beatles' Revolution, covered there by Granddaddy from the 2002 soundtrack to the film I Am Sam. Great cover right there. Before that, a cover by a group called Dash Rip Rock, going out to Scott. Says back in the early 90s, there was a Baton Rouge bar band called Dash Rip Rock. They released an album called Tiger Town, which is a reference to LSU, on which there was a fantastic cover of Mojo Nixon's All Liquored Up. My ex-wife got the cassette tape in the divorce. I would love it if you could find it and play it, but make sure to give the offensive language warning before you do, because it does get a little real. Oh, whoops. I guess I didn't catch that there was any language in that. So sorry about that. Hope that didn't offend the ears. I didn't pick it up, so hopefully you didn't either. And we start off with a request going out to Dan from San Francisco, who wanted to hear Sam Phillips' great cover of the John Lennon Gimme Some Truth. That one was included on her 1994 album Martinis and Bikinis. Coverville today is brought to you by ThinkGeek.com. Who else, right? Star Wars Celebration 6 just ended in Orlando. And if you are a Star Wars fan like me, you got just the thing for you. So maybe you went out and you got that loose leaf Earl Grey tea, the tea Earl Grey hot that I talked about a couple weeks ago from ThinkGeek. Here's the perfect thing to complement it, although, yes, it does cross the sci-fi boundaries. It's a Star Wars Death Star tea infuser. It looks just like a little miniature Death Star with a little dish and everything. And you put your loose leaf tea into it, drop it into your mug of hot water, and pretty soon the tea will be with you. Really, really cool. And the little chain that hangs onto it has a little TIE fighter on the end. So it's perfect for the Star Wars fan in you or the Star Wars fan in your life. Check it out. It's just one of the thousands of great things over at ThinkGeek.com. Here's what you do. You start over at Coverville.com. You go to the right side of the page. You click the ThinkGeek link. That's what you do. That'll take you over to ThinkGeek's website. You can find the Star Wars Death Star tea infuser, as well as the tea Earl Grey hot Star Trek loose leaf tea. Lots of great Star Wars stuff and Star Trek stuff there. Make sure you check them out. That's ThinkGeek, stuff for smart masses. Back to the requests. Let's get to a cover of The Killers, Mr. Brightside. This one going out to Bob. Great. Where does Bob say where he's from? He does not. So, Bob, this one's going out to you. It's by a group called Monsters Coming Home from their brand new EP, self-titled EP. Here are The Monsters Calling Home with The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
My cage, doing just fine, gotta be down. Want it all, started out with a kiss, did it end up like this. Only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep, she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke. She's taking a drag and they're going to bed. My stomach is sick, it's all in my head. She's touching his chest now, he takes off her dress now. Let me go. Just can't look, it's killing me, and it's taking control. Jealousy turning saints into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. It's just the price I pay. Destiny, it's calling me. Open up my eager eyes. I'm Mr. Brightside tonight. Thank you.
bad romance. I want your ugly, I want your disease. I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. I want your drama, the touch of your hand. I want your leather studded kiss in the sand. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. I want your loving and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. I want your loving, all your love is revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Want your bad romance, I want your ugly, I want your design. Cause you're a criminal as long as you're mine. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. I want your psycho, your vertical stick. I want you in my room when your baby is sick. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. I want your love and I want your revenge. I want your love. I don't wanna be friends. Je veux ton amour et je veux ton revanche. Je veux ton amour. I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be.
Thank you.
Gypsy, originally by Fleetwood Mac. That is from a brand new tribute album called Just Tell Me That You Want Me, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Just came out this week. Came out last week. That song right there, covered by Gardens and Villa, of course, Gypsy. That one going out to Dale Campbell, who's in the Tadpool right now, as a matter of fact. I just realized that he's in here. A dedication to his great-grandma who passed away a few years ago, who was a fan of Fleetwood Mac. And dedication right there to Dale. Before that, you heard Bad Romance, the Grand Mono Orchestra, featuring vocals by Caro Emerald, a cover right there of Lady Gaga's tune. That one came out last year. Going out to Yannick, great cover right there of Bad Romance. And we start off the set with a request going out to Bob. Mr. Brightside, originally by The Killers, covered there by a group called Monsters Calling Home. You can find that on their SoundCloud page. Just do a search for SoundCloud, Monsters Calling Home, and you can hear that as well as a lot of their other great tunes. Monsters Calling Home, great name for a band too, by the way, isn't it? Monsters Calling Home, I love it. All right, that one going out to Bob. Hey, do you need something new to stick in your ear holes? How about a book? Try jamming a book into your ear holes. You can't do it, right? You need to convert it into audio form, or what you can do is let the fine folks at Audible do it for you. How about a free 30-day trial of Audible, courtesy of me, your friends here at Coverville, or your friend, your podcasting hero here at Coverville. No, I'm not your hero. I shouldn't be your hero. Your podcasting buddy at Coverville. How's that? A free trial? Here's how you do it. audibletrial.com/Coverville. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/Coverville. Gillian Flynn's new novel, Gone Girl, is on there. 14 by Peter Kleins. Of course, The Hunger Games, 50 Shades Grey, blah, 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 blah. Shadow of Night by Deborah Harkness, and Riptide by Douglas Preston. Just some of the new editions and bestsellers available right there at audible.com. Free download, too, as part of your 30-day subscription. You get a free download of a book to try it out. See what you think. It's really easy. And if you're listening to me via podcast, then you're already 99.9% of the way to enjoying an audiobook. Check it out now by going to audibletrial.com/Coverville. Last set of music, and I'll play this while I go and roust Tina from her office and bring her here to the cover dungeon. Let's start off with a cover of Mad World. Now, of course, the original version by Tears for Fears, but it's kind of fallen into that area lately that All Along the Watchtower has fallen into, whereas people don't cover the Bob Dylan version of All Along the Watchtower as much as they cover the Jimi Hendrix cover of All Along the Watchtower. You know what I'm saying? So Alex Parks is covering the Gary Jules version of Mad World and doing a beautiful job of it. This one going out to Chad Walker, Coverville citizen who wore one of his Coverville t-shirts at Nerdapalooza in Orlando. And if you're listening, Chad, or the new person that asked him about his unusual Coverville t-shirt at Nerdapalooza, then welcome. All right, this one is one that he heard on the Ben Folds Pandora station. I want a Pandora station. It's Mad World by Alex Parks. Here it is.
Go. If I leave here tomorrow, would you remember me? I must be traveling on now. There's places I've gotta see. If I stayed here with you, love, it wouldn't be the same. 'Cause I'm as free as a bird now, and this bird you can't change. This bird you can't change. This bird you can't change. Bye, babe, it's been a sweet love. This feeling I can't change. Badly. Lord knows I'm to blame. If I stayed here with you, love, it wouldn't be the same. 'Cause I'm as as a bird now, and this bird you can't change. This bird you can't change. Lord knows I can't change.
Away. Ain't it just like rain. Love, love, love is all of heaven away. Inside you the time moves and she don't fade. The ghost in you, she don't fade. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. Don't you go, it makes no sense when all your talking Superman just take away the time and get in the way. Stars come down on you. Love, love, love is all of heaven away. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. The ghost in you, she don't fade. Inside you the time moves and she goes on. The ghost in you, she don't fade.
Thank you.
Free Bird. Going out to Chris, that is Rodrigo y Gabriela from their album Live Manchester and Dublin. That is a cover of Metallica's One. Great suggestion there by Chris. Excuse me. Before that, you heard a cover requested by Evan in Israel, Loyal Citizen and Freelance Geek. A cover of Robin Hitchcock covering the Psychedelic Furs, The Ghost in You. That's a live track that you can't get, as far as I know, can't get on any album. Before that, Denise requested that one. It is Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. She wants to dedicate it to her father. It was his favorite song. And so Denise wants to dedicate that to him. Freebird by Joey and Rory from their 2008 album, The Life of a Song. And we start off the set with a request going out to Chad. It is Mad World by Alex Parks from the album Introduction. Excuse me, all choked up. From the album Introduction, great cover there of Mad World, much closer, obviously, to the Gary Jules cover than it is the Tears for Fears original. And that one, again, going out to Chad. Okay. Well, welcome, Tina, for Musically Challenged. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. Pulling you away from work. I know.
I know. I'm typing.
Yeah. Yep. It sounds like a lot less fun than what I'm doing here.
Yeah, it is.
Considerably
actually.
Less fun.
Considerably less fun. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going to brighten your afternoon with a little bit of Musically Challenged. Let's go ahead and get things started. This one comes to us from John.
Okay.
Who'll probably say, John.
Hi, Brian and Tina. This is John Connors with another Musically Challenged. I sent a few years back, actually, and gotten off the horse, and well, now I'm back on. Today's challenge is pretty straightforward. Six covers, actually. So a little bit of a maybe twist there. Six covers. Primary goal is to name the songs. Very distant secondary goal is to name the artists, which could be tricky on some of these, so not expecting you to get many of those. But the songs, I think you've got a good shot at. And then, of course, what's tying these six covers together? That's the big question. So here we go with track number one.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
All right. That's a nice short clip, but totally know it from that.
Oh, yeah. I should. I don't know why Elton John's coming to my head, but I know that's not the right person.
You're right. It is not Elton John.
I don't know. Who
it's,
is it?
It's Kodachrome by Paul Simon.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
All right, next one. Oh, he wants to know who the cover is by, right?
Did
he
no
say
idea.
That? Oh, shoot.
I don't know. If you know it, say it.
That one sounds like it's from a Broadway show. I want to say it's from... it's not from Rock of Ages. All right, we'll I don't know who's doing that exactly. All right.
And song number two.
'Cause I'm weak in his wake. And if I'm strong, I might still break.
Hmm.
Oh. I
can't place that at all.
No.
All right. Next.
And song number three.
Things taking back the throne. The useless seed is sown. When they say they're cutting off the phone, I tell them you're not home.
Oh, I've played that.
Gosh.
I have that. I played that on this show. What the heck is it?
I know. It sounds really familiar.
Yeah. Darn, I can't remember what it is.
I know. It's like I need just a little bit more.
Right. Oh, okay.
Shoot. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. I even played that on Coverville.
Oh, Brian.
I know.
And song number four.
Oh, where are you going to, my lady in blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane.
Okay, that one I know.
Is that the one with eating cake in a park in the rain?
No, no, you're thinking of MacArthur Park. Yeah, no, that's not it.
All right, then I don't know.
That's a song called Taxi. Oh shoot, it's not Harry Nilsson. It is. Oh man, I can't place his name. It's completely left me. Darn it. All right. He's got a much more famous hit that's a very similar style about hooking up with an old flame, but I can't remember what it is. All right. Oh, not doing too well here.
And song number 5.
There is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong.
Wow, that's it? That's all we get on that one?
Okay, sorry. Can I go back to the previous one? Were you thinking that it might be Eric Clapton?
No, it's definitely not Eric Clapton.
Can we play that last clip again?
Yes, we can. Let's see. How do I do that? Do I do that like this?
There is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong.
Wow.
I want to say it's the Irish group that I really like.
The Pogues?
Yeah, the Pogues.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with that. I can't think of any of the song.
Yeah, I can't place it. I know it's on the tip of my tongue, but wow, really doing poorly
here. I
know
those lyrics. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right, next one.
And lastly, song number 6.
September's reminding July. It's time to be saying goodbye.
That one's familiar too.
I can't place it. That's not triggering anything for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It is for me.
For you it is, huh?
I wonder if it's all musicals.
I think so. I think that is what these all have in common.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on that Taxi song. She was going to be an actress and I was going to learn how to fly. Na, 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 na. Oh, shoot. Yeah, not coming to.
Was it Billy Joel?
No, it's not Billy Joel. No. It's someone who had one big hit. And I can't remember the name of that big hit, because that would definitely give it to me. All right.
Okay. Well, I wonder if the last one was Billy Joel.
So how would you do?
No, it could be.
Don't really have a sense.
Oh, actually.
Doesn't it seem familiar?
Yes, and so will you now, I suppose.
Yeah.
And so it goes by Billy Joel.
Yes.
Nice job, Tina.
All right.
Well done. All right. Whew. Horrible.
It's here of how easy or hard that was, I guess. So, well, let's just jump right into the answers. Song number 1. Is Kodachrome, originally by Paul Simon, and here by Christian Knoll.
Kodachrome, they give us this nice bright color.
Yep.
Song number.
That's from Joseph and the Amazing Kodachrome Dreamcoat. No, I don't know. I'm kidding.
2 was God Give Me Strength, originally by Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach.
Oh, Brian.
Here by Audra McDonald.
Give me strength. God, give me strength.
Song number 3 is Intervention, originally by Arcade Fire, here covered by Renee Fleming.
Your little baby sister's gonna lose her mind.
And here we have Taxi, originally by Harry Chapin.
Harry Chapin.
Here by Mandy Patinkin.
Yes. Yeah.
When I'm stoned.
He holds that note for a while, so I'll cut it there. Next we have And So It Goes, originally by Billy Joel, here by Betty Buckley.
And so it goes.
Good job, Tina.
And thanks.
So it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose.
Those are totally musicals.
And yes. Finally, Broken Bicycles by Tom Waits originally, here by Anne Sophie Van Otter.
Broken bicycles, old busted chains.
Great version of this by
Busted Handlebars.
Bare Naked Ladies, I think.
In the rain.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that you figured out the connection here. All six performers hail from the world of either Broadway or opera. Mm-hmm. Christiane Knoll is a Broadway singer. Audra McDonald, similarly so, currently in Porgy and Bess on Broadway. Renee Fleming.
You're not seriously going to eat candy while we're recording,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not. I'm getting it ready.
Okay.
Is a world-famous opera singer. Mandy Patinkin, obviously, from the world of Broadway, many shows under his belt. Betty Buckley, again, a famous Broadway singer. And Anne Sophie Van Otter, a famous operatic alto. Hope you enjoyed this one. Tried to mix it up a little bit. Love the work you guys do. Keep it up, and I'll try to send some more in. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Love it. That was great, John. Yeah, and don't take the fact that we only got like two or three of them as an example of how hard it is or how difficult it was. I think that was the perfect difficulty level. So you don't want something too easy and you don't want something too hard. So
it was a good challenge.
It was a good challenge. Yes. Thank you so much, John, for sending that one in. Tina, thank you for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And thank you, the listener, for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you've got a request or something that you want played on an... Oh, let's play this. Something you want played on an all-request show, email me. Coverville is the website. Requests@coverville.com is the email address. See what I did there? Requests@coverville.com is the email address you want to use. You can also call in. We didn't have any call-in requests on this one. 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. 83, I believe. And then you can also go to coverville.com, go to the show notes, post your comments in there. Many people do. And I read each and everything that comes in, whether it's via email or on the website or whatever. I may not always be able to respond, but I read it all. We will be back this week, Thursday, with a cover story. I don't have it on my sheet here, who it's going to be. So it'll be a surprise to both of us, probably you more so than me. But stick around, that'll be coming up this Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott. This is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, it's a Mr. Mad Bad Romance Mad World thing. It's a revolution. Brr!
Program so good, it's like you're there!